This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A class action lawsuit says the two biggest ski companies in the U.S. have unlawfully inflated pass prices. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports.
In the mid-70s, two resorts, Aspen and Vail, tried to raise their lift tickets from $10 to $12. This caught the attention of some Colorado officials, who accused them of price-fixing and feared they'd control entire towns. John LeConte reported on this for investigative news outlet The Lever. He says a Colorado senator pushed a bill to prevent companies from buying multiple resorts and give the Forest Service more regulatory power. But that didn't go anywhere.
Fast forward 8 to 10 years later, and now the pendulum has swung the other way and there's a lot of deregulation.
A Wyoming senator resurrected the bill, but changed it to just allow companies to have larger 40-year leases and buy multiple resorts. Now, Vail Resorts and Aspen-linked Alterra Mountain Company face litigation for limiting competition. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
In Denver, City Park Jazz is looking for $35,000 to help pay for their summer series. The series normally takes place at the bandstand at City Park, which was destroyed last month in a fire. The group is fundraising for a mobile stage and power generator. City Park Jazz is asking for donations through their website. For more information, come to denverite.com. And this is CPR News and KRCC. For Denver in the Springs, highs today in the 70s with possible rain.